What we have in Tunisia right now is a political crisis. Make no mistake about that. President Kais Saied has no official affiliation with any political party or group except the support of small political parties in parliament. And therefore, he chose to weaponize the constitution. He found that as the only weapon he could fight back against the head of the government, Mr. Mishishi, and the coalition that's supporting him in parliament, mainly Nahda Party, the Qalb Tunis, Al Karama Group, and other small parties and independents. And so, in the absence of a constitutional court in Tunisia, this political crisis ended up being a constitutional one.
But according to the Tunisian constitution, the president has executive authority regarding defense and foreign policy, while the prime minister is bestowed with most of the executive authorities. Why then there is that power struggle between the two?
I think the president, Kais Saied, feels frustrated because of this situation that you just described. What we need to understand is that we have a populist president who is an outsider with no experience in public life whatsoever. He gets elected with more than 70% of the votes, and he feels that he has a huge mandate from the Tunisian people to fight corruption, cronyism, and he feels that he needs to support the disfranchised youth that came out and voted for him in unprecedented numbers. He also feels that the political parties right now, or most of them at least, do not have the best interests of the people, and therefore he feels that he must act from outside the current political system. He wants to act not only to seek changes and implement some of his ideas, but also he wants to change the whole system. He feels that the president should have more power over the affairs of the government to implement his agenda, especially when the president is directly elected by the people. So we saw this reflected in several occasions. He refused, for example, to join the parliament in some national holidays, as was the occasions before him, before other presidents did that. He, even during this crisis that we're talking about, many national organizations like the labor union called for a national dialogue. He accepted at first, but then came out yesterday and declared that he wants to hold a youth dialogue using a digital platform. And so what he's trying to do is he's trying to say that I'm holding a dialogue, but I'm not going to work with political parties. I'm not going to work with these typical players, if you will.